This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Joining the show now from the Eurostep podcast, friend of show, Ty Windisch. Ty, welcome.
Hi, Ty.
Welcome to Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's with Mitch Thundernellis and Josh Albrecht here today.
Hey, guys. Happy to join. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So before we get into all the Bucks talk, I got to ask you the question of the day, which I'm getting kind of hammered for on Twitter.
As
Josh
you should
just
be.
Made fun of me. I love this weekend in college basketball. I love that there are 48 games yesterday and 38 today and a bunch tomorrow, and that they don't mean as much as the NCAA tournament, but you still get a ton of in-conference rivalries. Now, I know there's been changes in the conferences, so like Wisconsin-UCLA is not a conference rivalry, but we still see North Carolina-Duke. We still see Ole Miss or Alabama and Kentucky and whatever it might be. Am I wrong in thinking that this weekend is a great, great weekend in college basketball?
No, I don't think you are.
That's a different question.
You're right. That's a different question. I did say I think this weekend could be better than even next weekend.
That's the question, Ty.
You're right.
And no, I don't think it is. I think the stakes make it realer, right? I mean, there's stakes for these teams too, but I think that the real thing to me still carries a little bit more. But it's like the NBA Cup. People take this all or nothing approach. It's not the playoffs, but it's still very enjoyable. So that's where I'm at. I don't think it's better, but I do enjoy. I enjoy any stakes basketball, but I think they're both great weekends.
Fair. If for those of you following along at home, Badgers are up 22 now over UCLA.
Yeah, big
75-53.
Run.
They cannot miss. UCLA, I think, kind of keeps cutting it to 14 or so. Badgers keep pushing it up to 19 or 20. They now have their biggest lead of the game by 22. Nobody should be listening to this game. Everybody should be listening to Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, because Thin Mint Frosties are delicious. Ty, have you had a Thin Mint Frosty yet?
No, but I might have some new plans for the rest of the day.
I mean,
after hearing about
your schedule.
They are truly, truly delicious. Okay, so I said it on the Mason Crosby show yesterday that I didn't care how pretty it was. I didn't care if it was ugly. I didn't care if they won by one. I didn't care if they won by 40. But the Bucks just needed to get a W last night. Well, they got that W, and they did it. I mean, I know there's no LeBron, but they did it convincingly enough, I thought.
Yeah, I totally agree with both parts. I think a good win was nice, and this was one of the Bucks' more convincing wins of late. Really put that thing away in the second half, despite Luka having an incredible first half and ending with 45 points in the game, which is like almost more than any two Bucks combined. Yep. Only the top two scorers combined had more than Luka himself, but Milwaukee able to have a nice team win. But yeah, I think, we're for two reasons, I agree with you. I think one, we're so close to the playoffs and the race to hold on to the four seed for the Bucks is so tight, and you dropped a really crucial game against Indiana. You've got an even more important one coming up tomorrow, but you just need to stack every win you can get. And a team without their, one of their two best players, that's a great opportunity on this very difficult schedule. The other reason was, we talk about seeding and getting in the playoffs and first round and second round opponents. you got to be playing your best basketball when it comes to playoff time. And I think this three game skid was just ugly. And the Bucks really, you know, you got about a month now. It's time right now to end the season on a hot run, so you can say we ended, you know, whatever it is, right, 10-5 or however many games are left. Hopefully, even better than that. We feel really good about ourselves going into the playoffs. We're rolling right now. Versus, you know, if you slide into the playoffs, you're the fifth seed. You drop half of your remaining games. I just don't think that's a good position to be in to even get out of the first round, much less make a deep run that we've all been waiting for with Dame and Giannis.
So Ty Windisch joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. He's from the Eurostep, a podcast. So how important is tomorrow night with the Pacers coming in? How annoying is Tyrese Halliburton? Like, are you just like I mean, I literally was sitting on my couch like, this game's over. Bucks won. Like, I was relaxed. Yeah. My body was relaxed. I didn't even get mad at the end because I was so relaxed and convinced that the Bucks were going to win that game. So how important is tomorrow night?
Yeah, I didn't think they deserved to win. So when you kind of got the feeling that things might go a little sideways. So I wasn't mad either. It was more just resignation. Like, if they lose, it's because the basketball gods refuse to let a team who gives their opponents 9.5 feet of space on average on their attempted threes a victory in 2025. I'm calling in from Oshkosh, so I will mildly say that some of the antics, especially late in the game, especially when the Pacers have already won or suddenly have the lead for the first time, from Halliburton can certainly be grating to Bucks fans. And I think he has kind of taken some joy in being that foil to his home state and his home, you know, NBA team here in the Bucks. But this game on Saturday is just massive because you're right now, the Bucks have control of the tiebreaker as things stand because they have a 2-1 lead over Indiana. But if the Pacers win, they tie that up. The next tiebreaker for them in record is division record, and Indiana is too far ahead. Even if the Bucks win both of their remaining games against the Pistons, their last two central games, Indiana would always win that tiebreaker. So now you're looking at going from you win Saturday, you basically get two games up on Indiana because you hand them a loss, and you get the tiebreaker versus the opposite scenario where you lose two games. So when you look at this 4-5, and you want home court in the first round, and you want to make sure you don't fall to 6, because that's an even worse scenario, going up against the Knicks, then the Celtics, then the Cavs. These games against Indiana and also Detroit toward the end of the year are crucial. And this is probably number one, because this is a single game where there's two against Detroit. The Bucks are up 2-0. They can split those. You know you need this one. So at this point, this is the game of the year, and you really hope to see the Bucks execute a lot better on both ends than they did on Tuesday.
Ty, I got a question for you. Looking at last season and maybe even the season before that, what is your overall feeling at this point going into the stretch for the Bucks down the road? Like your overall feeling of just the season, how it's culminating at the end, going into the playoffs. What is your feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I'm almost like, this isn't a feeling, but I need to see more. You know, I'm a little doubting right now because it just feels like it's been such a yo-yo season for the Bucks. But even their winning periods, it hasn't been like, oh, they're putting away teams left and right. It's like, okay, we're down 9 against Houston and we come back and win. And the Mavs with just Kyrie and, of course, no Luka and no one else are in the game. But the Bucks end up, you know, coming away in the fourth quarter. Not enough games like that Laker game where the Bucks are playing a clearly worse team and they just go out there and kind of handle business. And maybe it's close for a half, but, you know, they're able to pull away and you get the garbage time lineups and all that fun stuff. So I haven't seen enough of that. And I think the first post-deadline stretch was promising just because they were finding ways to win. But I think I'd really need to see a strong record over these remaining games and just the wins are more convincing. You know, like this Pacers game where, you know, they should have it and they just cannot put a team away. Need to see just more command of these games in the second half, especially in crunch time, and just more from the Bucks offense. You know, the Milwaukee's offense has been good but not great or worse for almost all the season. You just can't have that when you have Damian Lillard as your point guard. So it was nice to see him hit the 120 mark last night. I believe they're 24-25-1 or something like that. When they hit that mark, another thing I'm going to be looking for is just how many times down the stretch can the Bucks score that many points? Because realistically, there should not be many teams who match up well with Dame and Giannis.
That's very true. If you were in the position to make a change, coaching, you know, you're coaching the team, you make a change, whether it be starter, player, position, what would be the one move that you think needs to still be made or that you would make to try to shake things up to get that outcome that you just talked about?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the stretch.
Yeah, I would try to start Gary Trent Jr. And it's not that I think Torian Prince is terrible or anything like that. He is, you know, the second best three-point shooter among guys who have taken at least 100 threes this season in the NBA, and that there's an immense value in that on a Giannis team. But Gary Trent Jr. is not that much farther behind, and I think he's just a little better suited on both ends to be with the starting lineup. He's also a spacer, of course. Defensively, just someone I trust more on smaller guards. I just think this jumbo lineup where Prince has to chase around like Tyrese Halliburton, Darius Garland, Austin Reeves / Luka Doncic, like that's just not his role. And I don't love the idea of Trent on Luka either. I would just go with Kuzma from the jump there. But I think you need a true guard who can handle covering more of those players. And I also think Trent gives you more off the bounce offensively. And we saw that. The Pacers game, they just kept running these actions with like Torian Prince and Giannis, and Prince is driving, and it's just you just trust Trent more in that role, or I do at least. The guy who's been a 16, 18 point game per scorer with the Raptors in his career. So I just think get a little more sense on defense, get a little bit more out of the team offensively. I would try that, and then just, you know, kind of mirror Prince and Giannis's minutes, because Prince has been much more effective in playing with Giannis, so how you kind of stagger throughout the game, try to keep them together more. But I know Trent's been good off the bench. I know Prince is good with Giannis. I would try for the higher ceiling with that starting group.
Ty Windisch joining us from the Eurostep podcast here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. How surprised have you been at the play of Kevin Porter Jr. and how much energy he has brought to this team?
Yeah, really surprised. I mean, you kind of looked at the numbers or got a little insight from, you know, Clippers folks, those covering the team or speaking on behalf of them, and just seemed like it really didn't work there. And this is after a year spent overseas, of course, had the, you know, the assault case hanging over his head and everything as well. And he kind of just I didn't understand the move at first. You know, it seemed like Ryan Rollins had kind of earned that backup point guard role, even though his two-way eligibility was kind of ending right at the trade deadline as well. But KPJ has come in, hit the ground running for sure. I still worry a little bit that, you know, it's a lot of relying on tough mid-range jumpers in the few games where those haven't fallen. He's kind of struggled, but now I think we're seeing, now that Dame and Giannis, who were on minutes restrictions, are playing a little more, the Bucks are relying on him to do everything a little less, and I think have him in his correct role, which is really, you know, kind of attack vulnerabilities, take a few possessions here or there. But I still don't think he's a player where I look at him and go, he should run the offense himself for 6 minutes and consecutively, you know, to start a fourth quarter, which is kind of what they had to do against Houston, for example. But he's been really good. I think defensively there's been some highlights. He's gotten a lot of steals. You know, he's a high variance player on both ends. Yeah. Now he hits 5 of 7 threes, you know, last night. So the effectiveness is there. The explosiveness is there. I think Doc's doing a good job, though, trying to not over-rely on a player who I think there is a little streakiness there.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think we've seen that. And Ty, looking at the rest of the schedule, and you mentioned it about how you want to finish, and I think April looks a lot easier than the rest of March looks, and so I think going into the playoffs, they can get hot. But I look at home against Indiana, home against Oklahoma City, at Golden State, at the Lakers, potentially still without LeBron, at Sacramento, at Phoenix, at Denver, then home against New York. Like, that's a lot of hard games that they're not really going to be favored in too many of them. I guess it'll depend if Sabonis comes back. Certainly you should beat Phoenix, who's just scuffling, but a number of rough games coming up. How do they get through this stretch?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be a similar formula to what we saw in the Lakers game, where I thought defensively, they, even though Luka, you know, found his joy, but overall, I think the team defense held up, and you know, other players weren't finding a ton of open shots. I mean, sometimes Luka would generate them, but by and large, it was kind of one person trying to carry, and we've seen that from the other side before. It can be hard to win that way. And I think if Milwaukee can remain locked in as a team defensively, which I think overall this season they've done a good job, they're one of the best defenses in the league, especially post All-Star break. But then offensively, it comes down to, is the ball moving enough? Are the role players, everyone not named Damian and Giannis, are they hitting their shots? And are those two players finding the right balance of looking for their own shots, and which they can do whenever they want, of course, or trying to set up others? And I think the offense is really going to be the key. If Milwaukee can keep that scoreboard moving, they set themselves up to defend in the half court. I think they do a good enough job defensively. It's going to be a lot of, can Dame and Giannis and this kind of new cast of characters assembled mid-season continue to keep the offense effective, even though they have less shooting than they did before, but they have more athletes. It's kind of a new look to just how these players are playing. So I think, you know, players like Trent, Prince, AJ Green continuing to hit those open threes is crucial, and probably getting a little more out of Kyle Kuzma on the offensive end. He's been a little quiet lately. They could use him scoring at the rim again, just because you don't have that third option of Chris Middleton. You need it to be a third option by committee, and you need players like Kuzma, Lopez, and the other three I mentioned to be there ready to score when defenses do collapse on those two stars.
No doubt about it. I know you've got a great Eurostep podcast up right now with Justin Garcia, who does an awesome job. Great voice there as well. What else are you working on right now?
That's the big one. Would love if everyone checked out that pod, and then I'm sure we will be back, you know, probably late this weekend or very early next week, like Monday, to talk about that big Pacers game and that Oklahoma City game as well. But probably give a back-to-back recap Sunday night or Monday morning and break down, you know, the biggest game of the year, and then see what happens against the best team in the Western Conference in their home court, which will be a tough one for sure.
For sure. Ty, thank you so much for jumping on today, and I'm sure we'll talk soon and absolutely as the playoffs get closer.
That sounds great. Thank you guys for having me.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.